So let's talk a little bit about how ship combat works. This is the first time we're doing it. Okay. So the first thing that the captains of the ship do is decide what metadimensional phase the ship will occupy. So while you're in combat, while you're in combat with other ships, you can do like mini spike jumps to keep you in a different sort of reality than your enemy. So if I'm shooting at you with lasers in real space, you want to drop to a different spike level so they just go right through where your ship
goes. Does that use fuel?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It's just like minor kind of hiccup jumps. You're like flicking the lights on and off.
Like a shield of sorts.
Yeah, the maximum phase you can fly into and shoot is equal to your spike drive rating. So you guys can either be in real space or spike level one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll write that down. Don't tell me what, because they're going to have to pick one and you pick one. And I'll write mine down, and then you can decide which one you want to do.
And then we show them simultaneously. Steven is the pilot.
Yeah, it's the, I mean, anyone can decide. You guys talk about it.
I would say the pilot would probably be
They'll make the ultimate decision. Pilots then need to determine whether or not to attempt a maneuver, such as evading the battle, attempting a lock, ramming the enemy, and so forth. Then you make pilot checks. Maneuvers happen simultaneously. Then all the weapons fire, so they happen at the same time. You apply damage, and then go back to the beginning.
Is there any benefit for us to continue to scan throughout the battle?
Yes, absolutely. Because you'll get a turn. Whoever's on computers, which I assume is you, Piani.
Right.
You'll get a chance every turn to try and scan them and get more information about the ship.
Is there, like, with security, can I hack them? Do I have any sort of mechanic to do that and anything?
I don't think so. I think that security is mostly for setting up security and stuff. Computer is for all the hacking and what have you. You could buy, like, counterintelligence software and stuff to hack enemies.
So you don't have any right. Since my character is kind of not useless, but, well, basically useless in this, can I use tactic roll to help Steven?
Yes, you can. Every round, you can make a tactics roll to help anyone.
Okay. Awesome.
So you're going to help someone.
You let me know when I'm supposed to make that tactics roll.
Yeah, so anyone can call for it. Like, anyone who thinks that they want an extra plus one or needs one really bad, just let Higgins know, and he can do his tactics magic.
And what is tactics based off stat-wise?
Intelligent.
Okay. It's
Actually, you know what? To make it easier, Higgs, why don't you start the round by rolling tactics, and then someone can take that bonus if you get it.
Sure.
Mm.
Seven.
There you go. All right.
That gets us a one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So someone can take a plus one this round. Okay. So I've written down what phase they're going to be in. You can decide, and then tell me when you decided.
It's either zero or one.
Okay. They're in real space. Where are you?
I'm in real space as well.
Okay. Cool. All right, so now, do you want to take a maneuver? So maneuvering is evade combat, fire to disable, which is attacking their ship without the intention of destroying it. You just want to, like, knock them down to zero. Mm. You can perform a lamprey lock, which is getting inside their spike bubble. So if they drop, you go into the same spike as them.
Right.
You can remora lock, which is the same thing, but they have to allow you. Or you can just ram into them.
Is there any shoot to destroy?
Yeah, that's the next phase. That's whoever's gunning. You're not doing that. You're just flying the boat. Okay, so unless you want to do a specific combat maneuver, you're just like trying to evade getting shot.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I there's no way I could like duck behind an asteroid, wait for them to come by, and then like get a lamprey lock more easily by deception.
Not really. I mean, they have a scanner lock on you,
right?
So they know where you are. You'd have to evade. You'd have to evade combat and then hide and then come after them. So, who has a combat gunnery?
Scan.
All right, Mr. Scan. Would you like to fire a shot at these guys?
As many as I possibly could, please.
All right. So, you've got two weapons that you can choose to fire. You've got your sand launcher. Whatever it's called, sand thrower, and your lasers.
Laser.
Yeah. So sand thrower is really mostly against fighters. So what you're going to do is you're going to roll a d20. You're going to add your gunnery, if you have it. You're going to roll your intelligence as a bonus. And then you're also going to add their armor.
Okay, so my intelligence is, I think everything is mediocre. Yep, 9.
Yep. Their ship has an armor of AC of 6. So you can add
six. And I don't have gunnery, I don't think. So
okay.
You just have a zero in it?
Yeah. Do you have a zero in it or do you not have it at all?
Is it in our thing.
Yeah, it'll just be skill.
Is it combat slash gunnery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, combat slash gunnery. No, I don't have that.
Okay, so you're rolling -1 plus your intelligence mod if you have one, and then +6.
So I'll just say +5. Yeah, I don't have an intelligence modifier or anything like that. So.
Okay.
9.
All right. So you miss their ship. You fire wide.
I need lower than 6, so I need to roll a 1.
No, you add all that stuff together, you want a 20 or
higher.
Oh, five.
Okay.
So they're gonna do the same. They're gonna fire on your ship. Oh, they just narrowly miss. They fry off some of the paint. They're firing a plasma beam weapon.
Okay.
Do we know what kind of damage that'll do to us and if it hits us?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So we would be impressed by this weaponry.
Do I fire again?
No, certainly not enough to blow you up in one shot, but no. So that's this round of back and forth. So no
damage.
Do I get
to scan?
Yeah, no damage is applied, so now you can scan.
Remember, we have a +1 on something.
Do you want to just take the +1 on this?
Yeah.
You'll get to roll tactics again.
Might
it's
as well.
Last thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 11.
All right. So their ship is a patrol boat class. It's the high beam fleet ship Black Aurora. It has a maximum crew capacity of 20. It's got a plasma beam weapon, and it's got 25 hit points.
What's the name of it?
Black Aurora.
Well, by comparison, Steven, how much hit points does our ship have?
We have 20, but how much armor do they have? Do we know that?
6.
Sure. They've got an AC of 6, and they've got an armor of 5.
Okay. Our AC is 6, and our armor is 2, so we are significantly squishier on that front. We have a crew of 4. They have a crew of 20. So,
perhaps. They have a max of 20.
Yeah, up to 20. Our max is 6. So if they have the same number of people, they're looking at around 15 or so, and we've got us 4. So I don't really think boarding is the right course of action in this particular engagement.
But Steven, you have Mr. Sakarian.
That is a good point. I hadn't accounted for a Sakarian. Let me refactor my equations. We should fucking run.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they'll just leave the destroyer and we'll find another way to get our finances straight.
I'm not into this mission, you guys. Who chose this anyway?
I guess I ask Victor somewhere in here, and I'm just like,
oh yeah, sure.
Victor, can we outrun them and perhaps outmaneuver them? Are they just as tidy as we are?
And like I'm like straining at the controls as like G-forces pull my cheeks down to my chest. And I'm like, oh, we can do our best to outrun them and hide. And then we could pull something funny, like slip into their phase and tag them from the back.
All right.
I like the idea of G-force in outer space.
There's inertial dampers.
Yeah.
Well, you let me know when you want me to step in. Y'all seem kind of busy. I just kind of go back to doing. I'm just kind of like sitting there with leaning up against the thing with my hand on my hip.
I mean, you can. You're given orders too, but you can always try and communicate with them, or like you're the spare hand.
Yeah, okay. Not yet.
I can't use my piloting to set up a better shot for Sakarian, can I?
No, you're devoted to not getting shot. That's what the armor class of the ship is for.
Got it.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the round. I mean, Starship Combat in this is intentionally abstracted, so it represents. The rolls represent several shots. There's a lot of like flying around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got your +1 from Higgs doing tactics. The Black Aurora is trying to like close in on you so it can hammer you with its plasma beams. Decide what phase you're in. I've already got mine written down.
I've got mine.
Okay, which phase are you in?
Level 1.
Okay, so they're in real space. So what's going to have to happen because you're in different phase, there's a D6 roll. It's a basically a 1 in 6 chance it'll fail and you won't be able to shoot each other. But first of all, pilot, would you like to evade combat?
I think we still want to fight. What do you tell me what you guys want?
Sakarian, do you think it's a good plan to stay and fight?
I'm in the gun. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just firing away at as much as I can, yeah.
Higgs, do we want to fight this or do we want to try to lead them on a merry chase and come back when they're not looking?
I kind of take a deep breath. I'm like, well, I think we should definitely shoot at them. How we shoot at them is up to you.
If I evade, can Sicarian still shoot?
Okay, yeah, every round you attempt to evade, he can still shoot.
Yeah, okay. I'm still trying to evade.
All right, so make a pilot check modified by intelligence, and I'm going to make a pilot check for them. And if you beat them, then you get to add one to your thing, and then you need to get two without failing.
Okay.
This is a 2d6 plus your... You got it. Okay. Ooh, a tie. Okay.
Did we re-roll?
So, no, they're still right on you. No, you have to beat them.
Could I reroll mine?
Yes.
You have my tactics of plus one to where you could make that.
Ooh. Amount. So could I use his tactics on the reroll?
Yes, you could use the tactics on the reroll. I was going to say you can't use it retroactively to beat them, but go ahead and take that. If you want to do the reroll, take the plus one.
Yeah, I'm going to do the reroll. Okay. Oh, fuck. Are you joking?
Shit. Oh, shit. All right. So they're right behind you. They're obviously well practiced at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to fire at you. I assume, Mr. Scarion, you're going to fire back.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you both have to roll a d6. If you get a 1, your shot shoots into the wrong phase and can't hit them. Same with them. Okay, so that you can both target each other. Go ahead and make the same roll you did last time.
God damn it.
Damn it. Same fucking number.
Okay. Mm. All right, so... Exchanging shots back and forth.
Whoosh, whoosh. So basically, we're just all terrible.
Yeah.
I'll hit him eventually. Yeah. I promise.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything I can do now that I've scanned at the computer? There's nothing.
You can use your computer skill to help Sicarian target if you want. Basically, you treat it the same way that Higgs gives that plus one, but it only goes to Sicarian.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Let's use tactics and computers both on Sicarian this time around.
Yeah. All right. Actually, it occurs to me. Let me check something on the Swan Song because I think that the weapon gives you an inherent bonus.
The laser.
Yeah. Weapon? The multifocal laser gives you a plus one.
Oh, okay. So you should be rolling plus six then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've rolled 2 9s, so I'll roll a plus six next time.
Unfortunately, that also applies to their plasma beam.
They get an additional.
They'll get a bonus.
So they would have hit us, but you forgot.
That's right. They might have hit
you. Retroactive.
That's right. Luck is not on their side. Let's see how it goes this round.
All right. Tactics and computer.
Tactics and computer, please. And 9. Then Steven, pick a phase.
6.
Okay. So computer doesn't help. Targeting systems are not getting a good hold on them.
Damn. Okay. I'm in spike level 1.
Yeah, same as before. They're staying in real space.
Yep.
Go ahead and make your pilot roll to evade. So they're getting closer and closer, firing their plasma beams over the ship, scoring the hull, but not hitting you. Okay. All right. So you can't evade them. You can't break from them. They're like right on your tail, and you've entered the asteroid field now. So there's like asteroids flying around the ship.
Oh fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And smaller ones bouncing off the hull, and you guys are getting rattled around.
Thank God for that 2 armor.
Maybe Higgs, you get a message over the comms. It's the same woman as before. She's like, "What are you doing, you idiots? We're just trying to disable the ship. We don't want you to get blown up."
Well, you shot at us. We're gonna shoot at you. Have a good day now. Just like close the comm once again.
Good con, Higgs.
All right. All right. So, Sicarian, you want to roll that d6?
Do I get tactics?
This is just to see if you're able to, because you're out of phase with each other.
Yeah.
Okay, you can both fire. So roll your d20 and add. You get an extra plus one.
I'm at 7 now.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Hit you. All right. So the ship takes a hit from the plasma beam. Let's see what happens. And you guys have what? What's your armor?
2.
Okay, they've got AP 10. So.
We don't know what that means, but it sounds
that
bad.
That armor penetrates all of our armor. Oh, God.
We take 15 all points right. of damage?
Yeah, the ship takes it like a horrendous hit.
I immediately hail them. And I'm
the
just
Swan
like,
Song basically gets cut in half.
Yeah, no. I'm just like,
no.
Mr. Kovacs, can you please bring the ship to a screeching fucking halt? We're going to go ahead and let them board, and we'll deal with it then.
Yeah, so Victor, you immediately like lose control of the ship. You're not moving forward anymore, but the thrusters are firing in random directions, just kind of spinning you around.
Yeah, I shout back, Sherwood Higgs, and they just didn't take out our I don't know. Fuck.
Insert technical term.
Scientific terminologies.
Yeah,
breaking
so
on
ship,
flux stabilizers. Ship, is that what you were?
There you go. The ship spins for a little bit and then hits an asteroid, and then the weapon systems kind of go off. Like everything is flickering on and off.
Like, if there's like a camera you're just kind of looking drifting. At the bridge, the camera shakes a whole bunch, and I like move in the opposite direction of the camera shape.
Yeah,
you guys need to practice your Star Trek webcam. Like,
wait, here I go.
Exactly.
So the ship, I mean, it's not like blown up, but the hull's taken some pretty severe hits. The laser's offline.
Oh yeah,
you can keep running if you want.
We're fucked.
Please bring it to a screeching halt, and bring them up on comms.
Okay.
What? No.
What, Steven?
What? No. Kovacs isn't bringing it to a screeching halt. No fucking way. I punch the gas. Bah!
So
you're out of your mind, Higgs. This was a bad plan.
Kovacs, if you take another hit, re-roll that. You rolled a plus exclamation.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good rolls, pilot.
Okay, so you still aren't breaking away. The comms open up again, and the just like the sheer like shock in this woman's voice. She's like, "How are you still alive in there? Let alone running away from us? Like, just shut the ship down. Nobody has to die."
All right, we'll shut it down. What's the next step? What do you want us
to
do?
You'll never take me alive, coppers.
Mr. S, can you please remove? Victor,
yeah, do you want to try and drag Victor away from the pilot's panel there, Sicarian?
What's that?
He's gonna continue trying to evade the ship, and if they hit you again, you're toast.
So what do you want me to do?
I'm asking if you can remove him from the cockpit.
Oh, yeah, I calmly kind of unstrap myself from the gunnery's position and walk over and. I guess I would just put him in a stranglehold, probably.
All right, so do you resist, Victor? Do you resist the stranglehold?
I think I'm too focused on trying to wrestle with the controls to, like, deal with. I probably, like, reach up kind of weakly. I'm like, no, wait.
Falling. Okay.
After he passes out, I kind of watch as he slinks to the floor. Or no, I ease him down respectfully. Yeah. And I go, he'll be fine.
Mr. S, can you please now stop the ship? I'm over here handling the comm stuff. I can't exactly get over there.
I know how to do that, Adam.
Yeah, you can stop.
I pull the ship to a stop then.
Now I go back over on the comms. I'm like, all right, ma'am, we've stopped. We're ready to be boarded or whatever you're going to do to us.
She says, all right, good. I didn't want to have to kill any of you.
Well, no, heavens no, ma'am. We wouldn't like that.
As this conversation happens, then I gently ease Mr. Victorian back into the world of the consciousness.
Never take me alive.
And as it up, I'm like, Victor, you're asleep for just a little while. You'll be fine. We're about to get boarded.
Did we dodge him?
No,
oh, good.
Absolutely fucking not. Oh. They're super about to be on the ship, so I need you to be at your best, okay?
Not good.
Behave yourself.
Do I need my pistol? God, I have a headache. Oh,
you should probably get your pistol. That would be a good
idea. Knocked unconscious is super bad. So Higgs, this woman on the other side says, she's like, put all your weapons in a storage locker, lock it up, and put yourself in the cargo hold and stay there. We'll be there in a minute.
I hold up my pistol and I say, shit.
I'm just like, all right, we'll see you in just a second. Have a good one. And I just kind of like hit some buttons and make sure it calms off.
We're all fine here. We're fine.
We're all fine. We'll see you soon. And then close the comm, I look up at Mr. S, and I guess pretty much everyone's like, well, are we going to fight this?
Once our two ships are connected, they can't fire upon us, especially with the people in here. If we put ourselves in the cargo hold and we abandon our weapons,
there's going to be no fight.
Right. We'll die.
What happens? I mean, can you use all of your arsenal, Mr. S, or is that going to be an issue?
Yeah, you can use your weapons.
You're not going to like blow a hole in the side of the ship or anything?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
You'll be okay. The ship's got an interior bulkhead. If you blow through that, maybe don't shoot that place again.
And how many people?
Max of 20. We don't know how many they have.
Okay. Yeah, the ship has a maximum.
They will be bottlenecked. They'll be coming in, and they'll be expecting us unarmed. They also expect us in the cargo hold, though, so it's important that we aren't in plain sight as they enter. But we don't want them to fan out.
Would I know that they can scan us and see our locations within the ship?
If they have like good scanners, they could. But
I mentioned that possibility, and then I also say, you know, guys, we don't have anything they want. All we have is kind of a junker that costs us a shit ton of money, and we have no cargo.
That's all true, but if we're in the cargo and they board the ship, these are people that have a military grade ship that are looking to salvage a destroyer. Nothing good to come from this.
What do they want with a free trader?
So remember what she said earlier. You said we're here to scavenge the destroyer, and she said you and the last four.
Yeah.
So this isn't the first time they've done that.
We'll be fine.
Well, I'll pose a question once more. Are we fine, this gentleman? I guess we'll put it to a vote. I kind of like all look right. at all three of them.
I'll wield my weapon if I have to.
You know where I stand.
They can have the swan song when they pry it from my cold, dead hands.
All right, well, let's go get set up. They're going to be here pretty quick. Let's go. I get my pistol. And Mr. S, would you please let us know where we're going to be fighting?
So there's a primary entry point, right, Adam?
Yeah, so the ship, it has a like a cargo entrance in the cargo bay, like a big ramp that comes down, because you guys have atmospheric, land all planets, lower the ramp, fill the ship up. So there's that. And then there's a side entrance, human only. Kind of, they'll come in through there. That's where you do space dock.
I would like to take my 3-meter by 3-meter waterproof tarp.
Okay.
And I would like to hang it up in the hallway where the airlock is, so that when they open the airlock to our ship, all they're facing is this tarp. And then we can just unload fire through the tarp.
Okay.
When we hear the door open.
Okay. Well, as he's setting this up, I'm kind of like, now remember, Victor, we need them on our ship so that they can't fire on us. So maybe consider the idea that if they see that, they just back onto their ship and make threats, right?
If they lock onto us, then they won't be able to fire on us, right?
We could shoot and then
Is there a better place? Do you think we could set up some kind of trap like this?
What I'm saying, though, is that would reverse the advantage. We would have to go through the bottleneck ourselves, and we have a lot fewer bodies, most likely.
Yeah. Is there somewhere else we could, like, maybe, you know, just in the hallway leading to the cargo bay or something like that?
Yeah, perhaps. We need them on the ship so that we know that we won't get fired upon by their superior firepower.
Is there an obvious doorway that leads to the cargo bay, but not... Like, but there's a hallway where I could set up this tarp and give us some cover where we could just unleash fire.
I mean, you can set up cover in a couple of places, right? You have like empty cargo containers you could use as cover in the cargo bay, so you could just wait in there for them to come in. You could try and ambush them in like a hallway, but the halls are all pretty narrow. Like, the ship is designed to give as much space to the cargo as possible.
Yeah.
I just assume it's some hallway
where
they are on our ship far enough in.
The hallways. Think about it like submarine hallways. Like, if you pass someone, you have to like suck in your gut and like squeeze by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, Sicarian, you could like set yourself up down a side hallway so that when they come towards where the tarp is set up, then you can like pin them from behind. We can blast them from the front. You can blast them from behind.
And I would also.
Everybody's getting blasted from both ends.
Yeah. All the blasts.
And Piani, please make sure that that door goes down behind them and they're not able to leave. That's also imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. I think that's a good plan. Sure. I'll be on the side angle over here.
Okay. And that's what we set up?
I'm wearing like a nice sports jacket and stuff like that. I take it off and I'm just wearing a dress shirt underneath. And then I'm holding my fucking plasma cannon.
Roll your sleeves up.
Yep. I'm in business attire.
Cool. Okay.
Plasma projector.
All right. So, somebody who wants to do a tactical a setup of the situation, I've switched the Roll20 over to like a scratch pad, so we can kind of draw out where everybody's going to be.
Okay.
So let's kind of do that. So where do you want to ambush them as they come in to the ship?
We want to that they're far enough in the ship that they can't leave, but not so far in the ship that we're fucked.
So in a hallway, but not the like coming in the ship hallway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So there's like a T intersection where you can kind of lay that ambush that leads out to the cargo bay. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of hit them there. So they're going to be coming in from one side, coming in this way, and you guys can be down here.
Yeah.
Looking up this way.
So here's my vermilion colored tarp. I just hang it up right here.
Okay.
And then is Mr. S down here? Or
I think that makes sense.
Well, if they come from this way, like Sakarin, you'll have to be hiding behind something, but you can drag a cargo container up to that
area. That's what I'm doing. I just position something to be behind, I guess.
Okay.
I would like to be as far away as possible, but still be able to make shots.
Okay, so which side do you want to be on?
I would like to be behind the tarp.
Okay. And I'll be over with Mr. S.
Okay, so you two are in that area. You'll see them coming down the hall, but you'll have the cover. And then when they get into the sort of middle of the T intersection, then the people behind the tarp can spring out and make their attack.
Yeah. Also, is there a door right here? Sorry, let me ping. Is there a door right here that we can shut behind them?
You have emergency like bulkheads that'll shut to seal like areas that are on fire, so you could close one of those. But then they'd have to open it.
Yeah, I would say that we close all of those on the ship, except for the ones in this little area, so that wherever they're at on the ship, they get stuck.
Yeah. So these are big metal doors with maybe like a little sort of transparent whatever space material viewport, so you can kind of see through it, but yeah, they're like blast doors.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you, you shut all of those on the ship to dissuade them, and get ready to be boarded.
And if you would like me to make a stealth roll for me and Mr. S, I would kindly.
We'll do an opposed stealth roll when we actually start kind of the encounter. But this seems as good a place as any to take a break before we go. Defending
we'll take
the
a break
ship
before the fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that'll probably go on for a while. All right, cool. We'll take our second break. Still have 2 hours left for the show. So thank you guys for watching. We'll be right back after this quick ad break.